For fans of the video game hero Mario, the 6-year wait is over. Nintendo has released Super Mario Sunshine for the GameCube console. It is the 12th game starring Mario in 20 years. The diminutive mustachioed plumber is a celebrity in some circles. Robert Holt has this review of his latest incarnation.
Super Mario Sunshine! Woo-hoo!
At the game's beginning, Mario and his friends arrive on the resort Isle Delfino, only to find the island covered in slime and graffiti. Mario is arrested as soon as he lands. It seems that the perpetrator of the slime is a Shadow Mario, and the island's inhabitants mistake the real Mario for him. Mario is sentenced to clean up the island with the help of FLUDD, or Flood, the Flash Liquidizer Ultra Dousing Device. It's basically a backpack water tank with interchangeable nozzles. Mario straps it on and gets going. Okay, so plot has never been a Mario game's strong point. But like all Mario games, what it lacks in plot and dialogue, it makes up for with great gameplay and beautiful graphics. It has lush landscapes, vivid colors, and highly detailed characters. As Mario cleans up the island, the landscape and characters morph realistically from slime-covered to squeaky clean. Super Mario Sunshine is not an easy game. It takes precise hand-eye coordination to navigate the levels and get to the goals. Goals like making your way to the top of an impossibly high cliff and defeating the inky giant squid perched there. You make Mario jump from platform to platform, from high wire to cliffside. That's him jumping. One misstep, and Mario falls all the way down and must start the level again. When, or if, Mario finally does reach the goal, a huge wave of relief always washes over me. The 8 levels are huge, 3-dimensional spaces, both wide and tall. The Flood device is one of the few entirely new things in the game, and it creates some controlled challenges. A flick of the thumb and a twist of the wrist, and Mario is hovering above the ground. I grew so obsessed with this game's controls that in my sleep I could feel my wrist muscles tensing as I make Mario jump, and then I hit the turbo nozzle at the absolute top of the arc. This is actually a good thing. The difficulty ramps up quickly, and the levels are made even more difficult because the camera tends to get stuck behind large objects at the most inopportune times, obscuring your view of the jump you're in the middle of. Other games have gotten this right. It's this game's only major drawback. Super Mario Sunshine is a very solid, good game. It's just not incredibly revolutionary. It uses a tried and true formula, a beloved character, some new twists, and only one major flaw, the camera. It's the state-of-the-art in graphics, and it really is like playing a cartoon. Even with the game's childish elements, there's plenty for adults to enjoy. For example, when Mario died for what seemed like the 1,000th time, I could have sworn I heard him say, "The horror!" just like Marlon Brando. But usually, he just says,
"Mamma mia."
The video game is Super Mario Sunshine. Our reviewer is Robert Holt.